time for the Swap Shop Hour. Give us a call at 740-383-9944. It's time for Swap Shop. Come on, friends. If you're going to sell it, we're going to tell it. So pick up your phone and let me make it perfectly clear. It's time for Swap Shop. Good old Swap Shop. We're gonna try and sell it here. 740-383-9944.
Hey everybody, it's time for Swap Shop. As you all probably know by now, we haven't been doing a whole lot of swapping here on Swap Shop because nobody wants to go visit other people while the COVID-19 virus is going on. But if you have something that you'd like to mention that you're willing to swap, and you can figure ways to swap it without getting in touch with each other too much, call us at 740-383-9944. Make sure it's not anything that requires a license or requires registration, you know, like cars or guns or real estate, that sort of thing. But we'll be more than happy to put it on the air. Also, if you have a garage sale, and I notice a few of those starting to pop up, you're welcome to call here and tell us when and where, and help us, or we'll help you get it publicized. So maybe your garage sale will be a little bit more significant, okay? But I did find a terrific website that has 250 multiple purpose trivia questions on it. I mean, it goes everywhere from, you know, silly trivia that we all know to very difficult trivia. It also has lots of things. It's not all just the United States trivia. It's not all European trivia or anything like that. It's all over the place. General purpose trivia. So we're going to do a little bit of that. And like I've done in the past few shows, we will pick and choose occasional one that we'll give you 2 or 3 minutes to call in so you can tell the entire town and county of Marion how smart you are, and you can give us an answer. I'll tell you which ones we're going to do that on, and then we'll leave the phones open for you to call on that. Again, that phone number, 740-383-9944. Sorry about that. Oh, we got a phone call already. Let's hear what we've got. You're on the air. This is Swap Shop. How can we help you? I guess I had to hit the right button. You're on the air. How can I help you?
Hey, Glenn, how you doing?
I'm doing well.
Yeah, this is the bike man.
Yes, let's talk about it. Have you had anybody come out to get it fixed?
No, I haven't. Anybody can't really have anything fixed.
Okay.
But I've sold a few
of
them.
Well, good. That works.
Hey, I got some new stuff.
Okay.
Fresh from the barn.
Well, tell me about it.
Yeah, I got an older 60s Swin tandem bike.
Oh, a tandem bike. And I've asked you about tandems before. All
yes.
Right. Tell me about it.
I just got it last night. I brought it home, and I did some upgrades to it.
Okay.
It's got some better fitting seats on it. They had the old 10-speed seats.
Oh, okay. Yeah, those are a little uncomfortable.
Right.
Yeah.
And I got the original rims and tires for it, but they weren't too great a shape, so I put a couple new rims and some white wall tires on it.
Cool.
Really, it's a really nice piece to have. If you know, if somebody's interested, I'd let that go for $100.
Okay.
which is a real good deal.
That's
a
great
really,
price.
Really
yeah.
Hard to find.
Do you know what brand it is?
Yeah, it's a Schwinn.
Oh, so it's a top-of-the-line brand.
Yeah, it's Schwinn. It paints real nice on it. Which
fantastic.
Is really shocking. And normally the handle grips, the metallic ones,
yeah.
Normally they're gone on that. It has all four of them.
Huh, I'll
yeah,
be darned.
They're in great shape.
Now, does it have, the back seat, behind the back seat, does it have like a luggage carrier or anything?
No, that's okay. Something it don't have.
Okay. If I buy one, I've got to figure a way to put my doggy on it. So.
yeah, I took it down the street on a ride there. I'm kind of wobbly on that thing. And, it's like, I don't know, 5 foot long.
Yeah.
It's like a battleship coming down the street.
Well, I saw a guy last night, and it might have been you. Maybe you live close enough to me that I saw you. I saw somebody last night driving a tandem bicycle with nobody on the back, and I said to my wife, do you suppose that's hard to drive with nobody on the back? She had no idea, nor did I. So
well, for my account, yeah, it's
a little tougher.
Challenge.
Yeah, I believe that.
And it's always nice having somebody behind there doing the pedal for you,
yeah.
Too. Yeah, I got that for $100.
Okay.
And I also got a newer girl's 24-inch Diamondback bike. Okay. It's pretty pink.
Okay.
I'll take $20 for it.
It's a Diamondback?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is that a brand name? I don't know.
I believe it's a Schwinn, too. Okay. I might be wrong, but okay. I'm not. It's a good brand, but okay. It's pink, and it's a 24-inch.
Okay,
so it's
24-inch.
In between a small and a large. So.
Are you still willing to help people get their bikes repaired? You were saying that you'd do it for nothing, but I kept indicating to people I think they ought to at least give you a tip.
So, yes, I am. I mean, all right. If it's an easy enough fix, I won't charge you a thing.
Right.
I just love doing it.
Well, I think it would be nice if people at least give you a $5 bill or something, you know. But, okay, now, like, give me your phone number.
740.
Yeah.
382. 8655.
8655. Okay, let me read that. Let me read all this back to you. You have a tandem Schwinn bicycle that you've really, it sounds like you spruced it back up again. You only want $100 for it. Now, I've been watching tandem bikes on Craigslist quite a bit lately. I keep thinking I'm going to buy one for my wife and I when we go camping. But you only want $100. Most of them, the cheapest I've seen, are around $225. That's the cheapest I've seen. So this sounds like a pretty good deal. And also, you have a girl's 24-inch, a pink. Diamondback. You think it's a Schwinn for $20. That's a great price, too. I mean,
yep. It's an 18 speed, so I imagine
18 speed.
It'd probably be a good rider.
That sounds like too much work for me, but all right.
I hear you, bud.
All right. Well, thank you very much, and we'll keep announcing this during the day. I hope you get somebody to buy these from you. I'm sure that tandem price is just phenomenal. So.
All right. If anything, come over and tell me what I got, because okay. I'm not familiar with tandem bikes.
Okay, nor am I. I've just been watching them on Craigslist.
All right, my friend.
Thank you very much. We'll give you your number and tell more information as we go through this hour.
Okay, thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. I really struggled there to get him on the air. I kept hitting the wrong button. But he has a tandem Schwinn bicycle. Believe me, this is about less than half of what I've seen. And I've been watching them quite closely lately. $100 for a tandem Schwinn bicycle that's in good repair. He's made sure it's in good repair. And also, he's got a girl's 24-inch pink bicycle. It's a Diamondback bicycle. He thinks it's a Schwinn. 18 speed, so it should be easy to drive. all he wants is $20. Come on now. I'm sure we can find people that might like to get those. The phone number, 740-382-8655. I'll give you that number again, 740-382-8655. Thank you, and I have a new caller. Hang on. You're on the air. How can we help you?
Hey, Glenn, I got a couple things I would like to try and sell.
All right, we'll give her a try.
If somebody wants them. I got a pair, or a set of whatever you want to call it, of metal car ramps.
What type of lamps?
Yeah, metal car ramps, truck ramps, whatever you want to use them
ramps.
For.
Gotcha.
And a 3/4 horse electric drill. It's hand.
3/4 inch.
Yeah, I know it used to be my dad's, and he's passed away several years ago, and I ain't got no use for it.
Okay. What did you have a price set on either one of those things?
I know what I'd like to have, but I'm
give me a call and negotiate, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right. Yeah. What's your phone number?
740.
Uh-huh.
725.
Uh-huh.
4249.
Let me read this back to you. Did you have anything else that we were trying?
No, for the time being, that's it.
Okay. Let me read this back to you. Make sure I got it. You got car ramps. Those are the type you can back your car up on, drive your car up on it so you can change the oil and that sort of thing. Do I have that right?
Yes.
Okay.
And metal.
And metal, right. And then you also have a 3/4 inch electric drill. Now, is that battery electric or plug-in electric?
You got to plug it into the electric.
Okay, gotcha. All right, and you have that available. And if people would like to talk to you about the price, and it's very negotiable, 740-725-4249. 740-725-4249. Did I get it right?
Yes.
Okay, very good. I will keep an
eye. How's that young lady out at Cardin? She doing good?
The lady out at Cardin.
Cardin.
I'm not quite sure who you're talking about.
Charlie's wife.
Challenge-wise?
Charlie Everson's wife.
Oh, Charlie's wife. I got you. Apparently she's doing well, and she listens quite often. So let's say hi. I really miss Charlie, and I know she does. But we're trying to keep her reminded that he's still around in our hearts.
Oh, you got that right.
Yeah, we all of Marion knows Charlie.
Many years ago, I listened to him when I wasn't very old.
I'll be darned. That's cool. Hey, thanks a lot for listening so long. And that means you've listened to 3 or 4 different stations to listen to Charlie, right?
Yeah, Billy. Billy went up on WDIF, and I didn't tune into that one very many times.
Okay. All right, well, we've got your car ramps and your electric drill that we'll keep plugging for you during this hour, all right?
That'll work, and thank you very much.
Oh, thanks for calling in.
All right,
bye-bye. All right, we have car ramps, you know, the metal car ramps, they make them out of plastic. I have metal ones. I feel more secure. And he also has a 3/4 inch electric drill that's the plug-in type electric drill for sale. Give him a call. He'd like to negotiate the price. He's not, I guess, not quite sure what he wants for him. So give him a call, 725-4249. Let me read that again, 740-725-4249. And we're getting some swaps on Swap Shop. How does that sound? We also have a gentleman that has a tandem Schwinn bicycle for sale for $100. He also, by the way, will repair your bikes. He'll do it for nothing, but I think you ought to give him a little tip. Anyway, he also has a 24-inch pink Diamondback girls bicycle. He thinks it's a Schwinn, 18-speed, for $20. So we have, and his number, 740 382 8655. A couple of really good calls today, and I haven't even hit on the really good trivia questions that I have. Hey, thanks for calling in. Hey, by the way, if you want to listen to this show or any show that's on WWGH, you can listen live on any mobile device by downloading the free TuneIn. It's called TuneIn, the app that you have to download, and searching for WWGH, and you can get right on. I've had people, I know people have listened to me out of California, Florida, North Carolina, Delaware, Michigan, I think, Indiana, I think Illinois. So I've had people listen to me from all over the United States. Now, I'm not sure whether they use that app or whether they say, you can actually just go to our website, go to the bottom of the website, and it says tune in. You just click on it. So there are lots of ways to listen to WWGH, and we appreciate it. You're listening to Swap Shop right now with Glenn Coble. If you have something to sell, give us a call. We've already had a couple calls. Like to hear that. That means maybe we're back. I'm not even going to hold out hope. All right. What is the rarest color of M&M? I'm going to give you 3 minutes to answer this. This is one you can call in on if you're interested. What is the rarest M&M color? Sorry about that. Had to get that little. I ate a bagel this morning. It had lots of seeds on it. Occasionally the seeds get stuck. All right. The question is, what is the rarest M&M color? The rarest, not the most liked. The rarest, okay? And I'll give you 2 or 3 minutes to answer that. 12:30 here on WWGH 107.1. Here's one I'm just going to give you the answer to, because I think everybody knows this by now. In a website browser, the address bar, what does WWW stand for? And by the way, I went to Columbia School of Broadcasting, so I pronounced that correctly. WWW. Not WWW, but WWW. Well, it stands for World Wide Web. Okay, we have a phone call. Let's see who's calling here. You're on the air. This is Glenn. How can I help you?
Yes, Ms. Brown, the least.
I'm sorry?
Color in the M&M.
You're on the air. This is Glenn.
You're going to have to turn your phone down because I can't hear you.
Is it brown for the M&M color?
You got it. It's brown. Ooh. Exactly. You're a winner. Give yourself an attaboy and a pat on the back.
Atta girl.
Well, I knew that. But, you know, the term attaboy, I guess, is a generic term. So,
it is. But I know. No hard feelings.
Brown is correct. That's the rarest M&M. I've never seen a brown one. Have you seen a brown one?
Oh, yeah, but not lately.
Okay. Well, I don't eat M&Ms very often. My wife does, but I don't. Thank you very much.
I have them daily. The light brown, not the dark brown one.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you very much for calling in, and you're a winner. You were absolutely correct.
What did I win?
Okay. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. What a quick answer on that one. Brown is the rarest M&M color. That means I'm going to have to come up with another one to give you 3 minutes to answer on. All right. Let's see if this is a good one. This is a good one. I'll give you 3 minutes on this one, too. And I can remember this happening. In what year were the first Air Jordan sneakers released? What year were the first Air Jordan sneakers released? You got 3 minutes, 4 minutes to get the answer into us. You know, the problem with the Air Jordan is there were kids that were stealing them, and kids that were getting beaten up, and the Air Jordans were being taken away from them. So they caused some problems, as well as they were very, very, very popular. Both of my sons wanted Air Jordans. My daughter, I believe, used...
can't remember the name. I can see the shoe, but I can't remember the name of it. All of them played on basketball teams, and all of them were told what type of shoe they could wear for the basketball team. But when they went out in the street, and those Air Jordans were very expensive. And so therefore, my two sons who wore Air Jordans didn't get them until they were juniors and seniors in high school. I didn't buy them Air Jordans in junior high. All right. So that's the question. What year were those introduced? I'll give you 3 minutes. In a game of bingo, which number is represented by the phrase two little ducks? Now, I had never heard of this, but it's when you see the number, you'll understand why two little ducks is number 22. And if you write it down, they look like two little ducks. I've never heard that expression, but those of you who play bingo maybe have heard that expression. According to Greek mythology, who was the first woman on earth? Now, this is according to Greek mythology, not according to the Bible. According to Greek mythology, who was the first woman on earth? Now, I'm going to give you a little hint. It's my favorite online radio station. Okay, hang on. We may have an answer to one of the other two questions. Hang on.
You're on the air with Glenn Coble on Swap Shop. How can I help you?
Yeah, was that Air Jordan? Was that 1984?
Let me look back. You got it. We've had a lot. We've had two winners right in a row. That's really good. You got to give yourself an attaboy because I don't have anything to give you. Thanks for calling in. Pat yourself on the back. You deserve it. All right. Great. We've got...
Thanks for calling in. Pat yourself on the back.
All right. Have a good day. Bye-bye. All right. Boy, those were quick answers. I'm apparently asking questions that are too simple, right? Well, now the question that I asked before when that gentleman just called in, according to Greek mythology, who was the first woman on earth? It was Pandora. Pandora was the first woman on earth according to Greek mythology. I'm going to read this one because it's a little long, and I'm not going to give you 3 minutes on this one, but I will on the next one, all right? Samuel Tilden, Grover Cleveland, Al Gore, and Hillary Clinton share what distinction among U.S. presidential candidates? Okay, that's Samuel Tilden, Grover Cleveland, Al Gore, and Hillary Clinton share this distinction as presidential candidates, not as presidents, but as presidential candidates. They all won the popular vote, but lost the Electoral College. I didn't know that there were four of them. I knew about Al Gore and Hillary. I didn't know about Grover and Samuel. So we've learned something. What do you say? All right. I'm not going to ask you to try and answer that one. Okay, tennis star Serena Williams won which major tournament while pregnant with her first child? Okay, I'll give you 3 minutes on that one. Tennis star Serena Williams won which major tournament while pregnant with her first child? Okay, while we're waiting for a call-in on that, if you got the answer... Which African country was formerly known as Abyssinia? It was Ethiopia. We've got a caller quickly. You're on the air. How can I help you?
Australian Open.
Yeah, boy, you answered that quickly. You must have answered that as soon as the 20-second delay was off. That's fantastic. Yes, it was the Australian Open. Very good. Serena Williams won her first major major tournament while pregnant, and it was the Australian Open. Thanks a lot for calling in.
You're welcome.
Have a great day. Give yourself an attaboy. Bye-bye. All right. Now, I tell you what, I've said this before,
especially when I was on with Scott doing what do you call it, Family Feud stuff. We have a very smart audience, and they range in age. We even had, I think she was 12 years old that answered several of our questions during that show. But anyway, let's see, where was I? Okay. This one, I think a lot of people will know the answer to this, so I'm not going to give you 3 minutes on this one. In which European city would you find Orly Airport? What European city would you find Orly Airport? Paris. Yeah, I knew that. Isn't that where Lindbergh landed? I think it was. It's Orly Airport is in Paris, France. I also want to read back to you. I've got, two callers that have things to sell. We have a gentleman that has a car ramp. It's the metal car ramps. You know, the type you back your car up so you can change your oil or whatever. He has two metal car ramps, a 3/4-inch electric drill, one of the plug-in type, and here's his phone number if you'd like to call him. He'll negotiate the price with you. 740-725-4249. Okay, I also have a gentleman who repairs bicycles for free. Now, that's not what he called in about today, but he will do that for free. Like I always say, I think you ought to give him at least a $5 tip, maybe a $10 tip if he repairs your bike for nothing. But he's got a tandem Schwinn bike that he's upgraded. He's put it in good order. And he only wants $100 for that. Now, that's a darn good price for a tandem Schwinn bicycle. He also has a 24-inch girls pink bicycle, a Diamondback. It's 18 speed. He only wants $20 for that. That's also a very good price for that. He just likes doing it, I guess. His phone number, you ready for this? 740-382-8655. Let me give you that again. 740-382-8655. All right, let's get back to our trivia questions. We've had some really quick and smart listeners answer all these trivia questions that I've asked. Okay, this one I'm going to give you 3 minutes on. And I'm trying to make sure I pronounce the name right. Her name is Stephanie Joanne Angelina Germanata. Stephanie Joanne Angelina Germanata. What is her name on? That's her real name. What's her stage name? Stephanie Joanne Angelina Germanata. Give us a call. I'll give you 3 or 4 minutes to answer that if you know it. And we'll try and knock another one out of the ballpark. Okay, the only known I'm going to pass on that because I can't even pronounce the word. It's a type of creature. So I'm going to pass on that, okay? The answer was platypus, so I wouldn't have known it. All right. Kingston, Zuma, and Apollo are the sons of which American female pop star? Kingston, Zuma, and Apollo. They're the sons of which American female pop star? That's Gwen Stefani's kids. That's pretty crazy, huh? Some pretty crazy names there. Kingston, Zuma, and Apollo. I remember Apollo was that ice skater that was so good. I don't think it's the same person. Okay. This one you might be able to get fairly simply. I'm going to ask this and give you 3 minutes. Let's see. We're waiting for the name the real or the stage name of Stephanie Joanne Angelina Germanata. I'm still waiting on that one. Okay, I'll ask you this one as well and give you 3 minutes on this. Fissures, vents, and plugs are all associated with what geological feature? Fissures, vents, and plugs are associated with this geological feature. And I've seen all of the above. I won't tell you where because that would be a dead giveaway. All right. Have you gotten the answer on that? Oh, let's see if we've got the answer. Hang on.
You're on the air. What question did you want to answer?
Volcanoes.
I'm sorry? Volcanoes? You got it right. Absolutely. I was going to say I've seen them in Hawaii, and I figured that was a dead giveaway. But yes, fissures, vents, and plugs are all geological features of volcanoes. Give yourself a pat on the back. Thanks a lot.
Right.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
All right. Hit that one right on the nose. All right. And we're still waiting, and I'll give you about one more minute on what is the stage name of the person whose real name is Stephanie Joanne Angelina Germanata? Okay, I'll give you one more minute on that one. That's hard to Google because how do you spell all those names? All right. Let's see. Which author wrote the Winnie the Pooh books? All right. I'm going to give you this one right away because a lot of people know the answer to this. The person that wrote the Winnie the Pooh books was A.A. Milne, M-I-L-N-E. Or you may pronounce it Milne, but I pronounce it Milne, okay? A.A. Milne was the person that wrote the Winnie the Pooh books. One of my favorite books of my daughter. She loved Winnie the Pooh. I have no idea why she loved him, but what's not to love? All right. Which Dutch artist painted Girl with a Pearl Earring? Now, this is not well known, but I'm going to leave it because we got another question still hanging out there. I'm going to leave it alone and give you the answer on this. I think it would be a tough one for a lot of people to know. Vermeer. Vermeer was the person who painted the picture of Girl with a Pearl Earring. All right, I'm going to go back and give you the answer on that, stage name of the person, the singer, whose real name is Stephanie Angelina Germanata. Stephanie Joanne Angelina Germanata is the real name of Lady Gaga. I love that one. That was a good question, huh? Nobody knew that one. It's tough to Google four names like that when you don't know how to spell them, first of all. What Lady Gaga's name is. It's Stephanie Joanne Angelina Germanata. Okay, let's continue on. Where were the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights stored during World War II? I'll give you 3 minutes to answer this. This one I'm gonna put on you. You can call in with that one if you know it. Okay. While we're waiting for you to call me. Which country consumes the most chocolate per capita? This should be a dead giveaway. Per capita now. The country that consumes the most chocolate. Switzerland. They make the best, so they consume the most. I love Swiss chocolate. I've been to Switzerland once when I was very young. I think I was 17, maybe 18. Toured Europe with a folk trio that I sang with. And we spent 2 or 3 days in Switzerland, and I must have stuffed myself with chocolate. It was so good. The milk chocolate there, Well, melts in your mouth and in your hand, by the way. All right, the question we're answering, waiting for the answer on, is where did the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights spend their time during World War II? Where were they stored? Okay. Let me go back and tell you about some of the things that were called in on Swap Shop. We have a gentleman that calls in. He's called in two or three times because he likes to repair bicycles. So he does it for free. If you have a bicycle you need a little tuning up, he'll do it for free. It wouldn't hurt to give him a little tip. But he also has a tandem Schwinn bicycle right now that he'll sell for $100. I'm going to go home and ask my wife if she wants me to call him on that. But it's a tandem Schwinn bicycle for $100. That's a great buy. He also has a girl's 24-inch pink bicycle. It's a Diamondback bicycle. It's 18 speeds, and he only wants $20 for that. You can hardly beat that. You got your pencil ready? Here's the number you need to call. All right, that's for the tandem Schwinn and also the girl's 24-inch pink bicycle. 740-382-8655. 740-382-8655. We also had a gentleman call in. He's got some metal car ramps that he's trying to get rid of, and also a 3/4-inch electric drill, the plug-in type, not the battery type. And he's willing to negotiate on it. He'd like you to call him to discuss the price at 740-725-4249. The car ramps and the electric drill, 740-725-4249. All right, let's change the page here. I've got some more stuff on my trivia list. We're still waiting for where did they store the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. Excuse me, my nose is plugging up. And the Bill of Rights. Where were they stored during World War II? I'll give you another minute on that one, all right? Which two United States don't observe daylight savings time? Now, one of them's pretty obvious. Hawaii. Hawaii, I guess, is obvious because why should they? But the other one is Arizona. We have a call. Let's go to the phone. You're on the air. What answer do you have for me? All right, it didn't. Oh, I lost it. I'm sorry if that was your call back. I'm sorry, I lost you off the air. Call back in if you have the answer to the question, where did they store the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights? I hit the wrong button. It was my fault, not yours. So feel free to call back, all right? So the answer of what two states don't observe daylight savings time, Hawaii and Arizona, all right? What is the loudest animal on Earth? Now, this is kind of interesting. I'm going to tell you, but I don't know how they know this answer. The sperm whale. I'm sure not a whole lot of people listen for sperm whales. First of all, they're way out in the ocean. They're underwater. How do they know that? I know. They have electronic microphones that they put down in the water. But, boy, I'd be hard-pressed to be able to prove that a sperm whale is the loudest animal on Earth. It says loudest. Hang on. We're going to try to answer the phone again. You're on the air. How can I help you?
Yes. I believe they stored the Constitution then down at the Biltmore in North Carolina.
No, not quite right. Not quite right. You're only about four states over.
Oh. Well,
sounds like a good answer. That's where I'm
stored. I thought they told us that when we took the tour.
Oh, well, they might have. Sometimes those PR people.
I think probably was the one in West Virginia then, like the Greenbrier.
Well, I tell you what, I think the PR guys got to you, and they told you little fibs. But who knows? Okay. Maybe my trivia question book wrong, was wrong.
Okay.
But I'm going to hold off on that one. All right. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
Have a great day. Bye.
Bye.
Now, you got to be careful because I'm not really an expert. I got this off of a book. And the books have been known to be wrong. As a matter of fact, I had a trivia question last week that said, what state had the most presidents elected from it? And it said Virginia. They neglected Ohio. They both have had seven presidents selected from them, and they left us out of it. What a terrible thing. We still got the question. I'll give one more minute on where did they store the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights during World War II. Now, I'm going to put a little asterisk next to that. We have a listener that was sounded like he was pretty sure that it was stored at the Biltmore. So we're going to see if this person has the answer. You're on the air. How can
Fort
we help
Knox.
You? You got it. Fort Knox. Is this the same person?
I didn't think that would be that hard. I'm in the car, and I kept driving along, and I thought, come on.
Come on. Somebody should know that. Well, we had one wrong answer on it, so, it's not that easy.
Well,
I'm glad you didn't drive off the road and
no,
to try
I waited until I stopped. All right.
Excellent. Fort Knox is correct. Thank you for calling in. Have a great day. Bye-bye. All right. He gets an attaboy. I'm not sure that. No, I don't think I'm going to do any more call-ins, if you don't mind, because we only have, we only have less than 5 minutes. We have about 4 minutes left to go. Well, let's do one last one. What the heck? You might be able to get it in. What was the first toy to be advertised on television? First toy to be advertised on television. Okay? And I'll give you only 3 minutes on this because we're running out of time. But I bet somebody will know the answer to this because it was one of my favorite toys. What is the tiniest piece at the end of a shoelace called? You think a lot of people know this one because I kind of knew this. It's called an aglet, A-G-L-E-T. That's what that little nubby thing is called, an aglet. Now you know, all right? In the United Kingdom, what is the day after Christmas? I know the answer to this, too. What is the day after Christmas known as? You ready? Okay. We're still waiting, by the way, for what was the first toy to be advertised on TV. Okay, and the day after Christmas in the United Kingdom is known as Boxing Day. I'm not quite sure why it's called Boxing Day. I don't think it has anything to do with Cassius Clay or any of those famous boxers, Cassius Clay, who was also became Muhammad Ali. The day after Christmas is known as Boxing Day in the United Kingdom. Which of Shakespeare's plays is the longest? And I know the answer to this because I was a theater major and had to read this more than once. I was fortunate or unfortunate, depending on your point of view, that I did not have to play in Hamlet. And if you've listened to any of my other shows, you know I have a problem with memorization. And if you can't memorize and you're doing Shakespeare, you're going to get booed off the stage because you have to say the words exactly the way the master wrote them down, all right? You wouldn't dare do Shakespeare if you didn't have very, very good memory. I never have. And my wife would tell you even now that it's getting worse day by day. All right. We're still waiting for the first toy to be advertised on television. I'll give you about one more minute. And Anyway, let's see. Let's continue on. Outside which New York building was John Lennon killed? Remember, he was killed in New York outside of a large building. Rather famous now, specifically, because he was killed outside of it. But it was famous then. It was the Dakota building. The Dakota building. Okay, here's a question, and I'm going to give you the answer of the other question here in about 30 seconds. But here's a question that I think a lot of you will know. How many of Snow White's seven dwarves have names ending in the letter Y? Okay, you're going to have to get your fingers out, and you're going to have to go through and name the seven off, and then you'll know how many. You ready? I'm going to give it to you because we've got just a few more seconds, and I've got to give the other answer. But there are five. Dopey, Grumpy, Sneezy, Sleazy, Sneezy, Sleepy, and Happy. Dopey, Grumpy, Sneezy, Sleepy, and Happy. Okay, and the answer on the other question, Mr. Potato Head was the very first toy advertised on TV. Let me remind you, we've got two people that have things. One gentleman, car ramps and electric drill at 740-725-4249. A tandem Schwinn bike and a girl's 24-inch bike at 740-382-8655. Have a great day.
7.1 LP, Marion, Ohio. The place to talk. From legendary comedian Abe Vigoda.